So tonight we begin Perek Dalet in Melachim Beis. The shiur started as Eschosi L'Nishmas Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda. It should also be Eschosi L'Nishmas Moshe Ben Daniel Chaim Elazar Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Eschos Refuah Shleima V'Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Dov Ben Min Rachel and Chana Leah Bas Shein Do Rachel. It should also be Eschos for all those in a Malkam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So in continuing of the theme of the previous prakim, we are going to learn about further nisim that Elisha performed, specifically two special nisim in this parak. So Pasuk Aleph, the Isha Achas Minishei B'nei HaNeviim, one of the wives from amongst the wives of the Neviim, Tzalka El Elisha Lemar, she comes to Elisha crying out, saying, Avdecha Ishi Meis, your servant, my husband, died, Ve'ati Yadata, and you know, Ki Avdecha Hoya Yorei Es Hashem, that my husband, your servant, was a Yorei Shemayim, he was a tzaddik, but v'hanoyshe bo lakachas eshnei yaladai loy lavodim. But now we're in debt, severely in debt, we don't have what to pay back, and the creditor now wants to come to take my children to be his slaves instead of payment, since I can't come up with the money, he wants to take my children instead. So she comes to Elisha to help her out. Now, Chazal tell us, and we talked about this in the previous perek, that this was the wife of Oivadya. Back in Melachim Aleph, in Perek Yudches, we learned that Oivadya was a Yorei Hashem. He also was the chief of the household of Achav and Izevel. And when Izevel was hunting the Neviim to put them to death, Oivadya hid 100 Neviim by himself. Risking his life, he hid 100 Neviim. How did he support them? So he used his resources until they were used up. And then he continued to support them by taking loans we saw from none other than the crown prince Yehoram, who right now is the king over Malchus Yisrael, Yehoram, the son of Achav. And we saw last time that Yehoram demands an exorbitant amount of interest, which Oivadya agreed to, despite the fact that Ribbis is Asr Min HaTorah, because he felt that it was a Sakanas Nefashos, and therefore it was appropriate to pay the Ribbis if that meant keeping alive these 100 Neviim. But now Oivadya's widow comes to Elisha and says that Oivadya died penniless, and Yehoram now is cruelly demanding that my two children, the Yisaimim of Oivadya, be handed over to be his servants and to work off the debt that Oivadya owed him. And so she was desperate, so she went to Elisha to ask for help. The Musar Neviim adds that although she is begging Elisha to help her on behalf of her husband, the Tzaddik, but really she was entitled to help in her own right. She also risked her own life by supporting her husband's endeavor, and she also gave up all of her own resources in order to sustain the 100 Neviim. So she was also deserving of assistance based on her own schusim. And so the Musar Neviim says that this perek, the beginning of this perek, has a direct connection to the end of the last perek. We learned at the end of the last perek that Mesha, the king of Moav, caused Hashem to become angry with Klal Yisrael by sacrificing his own son. Now the Medrash says that this anger at that time could have caused that the ten shvatim would have gone into galus, except for the fact that they had the schus of Oivadya's wife. In the schus of her tzidkis, Klal Yisrael was saved when she did not protest when Oivadya used up all of his wealth to feed the Neviim who were in hiding. So that schus protected Klal Yisrael now when they needed it to defend them against going into galus. And the Musar Neviim continues that her action was enough to negate the action of Mesha, because whereas Mesha gave up his own son, which was a form, obviously a corrupted form, but a form of Mesiris Nefesh, willing to give up his son to establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So she negated that by also doing her own form of Mesiris Nefesh, by agreeing that her two sons should be collateral for the loan that Oivadya took from Yehoram. She was ready to be Meiser Nefesh, the lives of her children, in order to preserve the Kedusha of the nation by saving the Neviim. And therefore, that's was her own Mesiris Nefesh, negated the quote-unquote Mesiris Nefesh of Mesha, was able to protect Klal Yisrael from going into Galus. The Kisei Nachon adds that Yehoram knew that the wealth and success of his father Achav was all in the merit of Oivadya, because Oivadya was a Yorei Hashem, so he wanted to tap into that as well. Now, Oivadya was no longer alive to take as his servant. However, Oivadya's sons would take the place of Oivadya, that he too would become wealthy and successful. So says the Kisei Nachon, what bothered Eshes Oivadya was not that her children would become servants of a melech. In and of itself, that's not the problem. The problem is that they were going to become servants of Yehoram. Yehoram's a Rasha. He's an Oived Avodah Zarah, and he's going to influence her children to also be Oived Avodah Zarah, and that is what pained her, that her children would be influenced by Yehoram to go off the Derech. and says the Avas Yoinason that that is what she means when she says in the Pasuk, you know that your servant, Avadia, feared Hashem, meaning he's going to turn over in his grave if he is to see from Shemayim that his children have become Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Another shot that the Avos Yonason suggests is that she meant to say that her husband's agreement to pay the interest, although it was against Halacha, but he's an Oivdei Hashem, and the reason he did it is because he made a cheshbon that he had to do it in order to save the lives of the Neviim. But you know that he really was a tzaddik, and he would not have done it had it not been a matter of sakanas nefashas. The Malbim says that it was only, her taina was that it's only because Avadia was a Yarei Hashem that he would even put himself in a situation where his children would be collateral, because he felt he needed to save the lives of the Neviim. So the whole reason why he's in this situation is because he's a Yarei Hashem and he felt he needed to save the lives of the Neviim. How could it be that that action, that Midas Chasidus that he showed, is now going to be the cause of his children's downfall? Now, where do we ever see that someone has the right to seize children or to make children collateral? So the Musar Neviim says that although a regular person would not be able to do so, and certainly it wouldn't be enforceable in court, however, a melech has the Mishpat HaMelech we learned about. He has powers that exceed that of a regular person and a regular Bezdin, and therefore, under the Mishpat HaMelech, he had the ability to seize the children as Avodah. However, the Chaim HaSanach argues, the Chaim HaSanach says that her complaint to Elisha was that Yehoram was exceeding his authority, because whereas the Mishpat HaMelech allowed him to draft people, able-bodied men, to be soldiers, these were young children who were not capable of being soldiers. And furthermore, he only had the ability to draft them to be soldiers, not necessarily to make them actual avodim. And so therefore, to make them his actual avodim would be exceeding the authority of even the Mishpat HaMelech. And finally, we end with the Das Seifrim, who asks an underlying question. Why does Elisha, as we'll see, need to perform a miracle where the woman pours oil and it continues to fill up jug after jug? Why not just go out there and have a fundraiser and collect the money? I'm sure there were plenty of rich people in Klal Yisrael who would have provided the funds to the Navi to be able to repay the loan. Why was it necessary to do a nes, especially when there was an ability to bring about a Yeshua through Derech HaTeva? And he answers that it was necessary here to perform a nes in order to strengthen the emunah of this woman and her children, to show that they're under the Ashkacha of Hashem, and that their father acted b'tzidkus, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let them to be harmed, even if it means doing a miracle and going outside of Derech Teva. And this really is a lesson to all of us, not to ever have yush, not to ever think that a situation is hopeless. There's always the possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring about a Yeshua, even if we don't see the way out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the way out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has the ability to bring about a Yeshua for us, and we should never feel hopeless in life in any situation.